kids' birthday party or private event with us, visit TampaBayIce.com for more information.
Don't turn it off now. You need this stuff. Tampa Bay's Tan Talk Radio Network.
And welcome back, everybody, to Stand Up for News.
Stand up for news.
We'll stand up for you.
You can stand up too.
Don't sit down.
Stand up now.
Stand up for news.
Stand up for news.
That's right.
All right.
Good job, you guys. Welcome back, everybody. It's Thursday night again.
Yeah.
Here we are. We're going to try to stand up for the news once more. My co-host Robin Savage is here. Say hello, Robin.
Hey, everybody.
Whichever mic you want to jump on.
Say hey.
We're so prepared. You'll hear.
The other co-host, my other anchor here, a reporter here guy, is Captain Jim Marvin. Say hello, Captain.
Armateys, how you doing?
Welcome back. And then, of course, my other co-host, Manny Avila.
Cue the ethnic name one more time. Let's go.
And we do have our other co-host on the phone, reporting live from wherever the hell he's at. He's always somewhere doing some gangster stuff. Russell X Mania.
Hey.
What's up, Russell?
Well, I'm live at the Parrot, about to start my DJ training.
Nice.
Well, it's about
time. Let's just get right to our sponsor. The Daiquiri Shack on Madeira Beach has come to contact Stand Up for News, and they have asked Stand Up for News to create live events. WrestleMania created the name, and every Monday we will be at Daiquiri Shack doing a Stand Up for News comedy live events, comedy show, and open mic to follow. So come on down. We'll have CP Post Monday, 8 o'clock. Robin Savage here, macho woman Savage. She will be hosting. And then the whole crew will be there, and it's a Stand Up for News live event every Monday. We'll have a different headliner. We'll have a different cast member of the show hosting. So, come on down to Daiquiri Shack. If you like daiquiris, they're really good. Place has been there like 70 years or something.
If you like shacks.
We have a guest, too, that's in the studio today. Welcome back. He was here 2 weeks ago. We liked him so much. He had a joke. I wanted him to be here to tell it, because it ain't my joke. But he said I could tell it, which is nice of him, but I want to hear him tell it.
You had me at daiquiri.
Welcome back. Ace Williams. Hey, everybody. Say hello to Ace Williams.
All right.
Welcome back. You did a great show last week. We saw...
You are ace in the hole there.
What's it called? American Legion. We were at the American Legion for your charity show. And I got to tell you, my crew made me so proud. They all killed it. Wow. They went up there and killed it, and they represented. And I invited the owners of Daiquiri Shack. I was like, you come to one of our shows and watch my crew at the open mic at Soggy Bottoms, where we're all going to go tonight. Yeah. We're all on the list, I hope. We talked to the host already. Soggy Bottom every other Thursday. You guys want to check that mic out, too. That starts at 8. But we're going there right after the show. And come up there, and I challenge you not to see my guys make you laugh. My girl as well. All right, well, let's get to
no pronouns. Let's keep this uncancelable.
I'll start with the news today. Florida grandmother yesterday was charged with aggravated manslaughter after her second grandchild dies in her custody by drowning in a pond while grandma slept and took a nap last weekend is when it happened. Her first grandchild, she left in a hot running locked vehicle unattended while she went shopping over a year ago it happened. If she had a dollar for every grandchild that she killed so far, she would be able to put the grand in grandma. Because it'd be like 1,000, right?
Yeah. It's
like starting off on a very light note, as you can see here.
Okay.
Okay. In 2022, the FDA found rodent infestations at the Family Dollar warehouse, prompting temporary closings of 400 stores. Now, Family Dollar is once again having a rodent problem and is forced to shut down another location. The CEO of the retail store said, "Oh, you thought Family Dollar referred to human families? No. It was meant for mice and rat families."
Honestly, I don't even think I can picture a Family Dollar without any rats in it, you know?
Our next, our guest is going to tell the next one, and then we'll do Russell, and we'll continue in the circle that way.
Okay, Elon Musk finally achieved one of his greatest goals in life, and that is to be
the most followed person on Twitter. Great. And it only cost him how much? $44 billion. That's
funny. I heard
money well spent.
It's free on the App Store.
Yeah.
What a loser.
Sucker.
Yeah, money well spent.
Mr. WrestleMania?
Yes, okay. Ringo Starr has announced that he's been donating sperm at fertility clinics throughout the United States. The staff refers to it as Beetlejuice.
Oh,
nice.
Oh, man.
Ringo.
Hang on, bud.
We're Ringo.
I think, Russell, you're going to get the slide whistle, but he can't find the slide whistle.
Yeah. Right. There we go.
Worth every second.
I work for sliding pay, so why not?
A sliding scale there, Russell.
There we go. Yeah.
Starting out early with that one.
Yeah, sorry.
The principal of Florida's Tallahassee Classic School has been fired after parents complained that their sixth grade children were shown images of Michelangelo's 16th century nude sculpture, David, with one parent calling it pornographic. You know, if you're admiring a classical work of art based on a nude subject, and all you can focus on is the genitalia, maybe the problem isn't with the work of art. Maybe the problem is you. Now, where's that statue of Venus de Milo I was so offended by the other day? I have a breast fixation to indulge.
Dude. Jim, I was, like, looking in an art book, and there's a picture of David, you know, with his, he's obviously, the problem is that his penis is sculpted by Michelangelo too, you know. But also Leonardo da Vinci, in the same art book I was looking at in high school, had a statue of this horse he made. It's like a 40-foot tall bronze statue of a horse, and that horse had a way, way, way bigger penis.
So
it's okay to show 40-foot horse penises to little kids, just not like a 12-foot statue of a regular size penis.
Was the horse African American? Is that the
It's bronze. So, what's that tell you?
But also, just
it wasn't white.
All right, just a follow up on Captain Yun. So this happened in Tallahassee, and Florence, a museum in Florence, Italy, actually responded to the parents in Florida. They said to think that David could be pornographic means truly not understanding the contents of the Bible, not understanding Western culture, and not understanding Renaissance art, which to me sums up Floridians pretty accurately. I don't know about you guys.
There were reports of people, parents in Tallahassee, actually defending the sculpture, asking, how in the heck can it be pornographic? He doesn't even have a boner.
I know. If he fought alive with a boner, it might have been led to more peaceful resolution, I think, you know?
Dude, Goliath would have gone down a lot sooner.
We're going up. I don't know.
It's Major League Baseball's opening day today, you guys. So here's a little baseball joke for you. Go Rays, by the way. They're playing the Tigers right now as we speak. Can't see the score. The TV's off.
I can't see
last
anything.
Week. Yeah. So anyway, maybe Bobby will tell us in a minute.
It's
if
a fake TV.
Major League opening day. What do you call a batter who's got STDs? Foul tip. And what did the baseball bat say to the baseball who had a real nice butt, smelled real nice, had pretty eyes, nice boobs and everything?
I don't know.
I'd hit that. All right, your turn, Robert.
Okay, if I can bring it back around to the Florida school, the decision to terminate the principal over showing the statue of David to a sixth grade class, it actually has made visitors flock to Florence, Italy now to see Michelangelo's statue up close and in person. And this honestly strikes a personal chord with me. I'm asking Florida school boards to fire administrator over my website, robinsavagecomedy.com, because I really need the hits.
Yeah, let's get canceled. How can we do this?
Cancel me. I don't care.
Okay, here's a story. More than 43% of Hispanics either didn't respond to the question asking them or to select the race selected as some other race box on the 2020 census. But wait, if Hispanics didn't check their race on the form, how did the Census Bureau know how many Hispanics there were? And if they already knew, why did they ask the question in the first place?
It's rigged. It's rigged, isn't it?
Yeah. We are a comedy show. Everything we say cannot be considered serious. So don't kick us off YouTube, you guys.
Can't be
this is jokes also,
again.
It also can't be held against us in court, hopefully.
No, it cannot.
Everything's
this is my
a legend.
Disclosure. We are savvy comedians. All right,
except
Russell
for this
X-Media.
Fact. 4-0 Rays.
Oh, yes.
Right
go Rays.
Oh, okay.
All right. Thank you so much, Bobby. You're the man. Go Rays. Opening day game, you guys. Hope you're watching at home or something, or going to Soggy Bottom to see us after you listen to us right now. Russell, your turn. Fire when ready.
Okay, it's more of a comment, really, that you know that this thing about Statue of David and everything is pornographic. I think, honestly, children and kids should take advantage of this, and if your school board is that stupid to think that's pornographic, then you need to tell them that algebra is too woke. Because you're having numbers identify as letters.
The penis in a statue is probably the size of the kid's statue. So,
if you're having numbers identify as letters, that's woke. Okay, and you know, so, you know, we could just get rid of it altogether.
That's genius.
That's hilarious.
Are you going to do that on stage?
I'm going to bring a chart.
You got it. That's
I'm going to do the Ross Perot thing and bring in a chart.
Can I finish?
Ross Perot.
I identify as non-numerical and non-alphabetical.
I think you should identify
I'm non-conformist.
As a Jim.
I'm a sign formerly known as.
You're still first in our hearts there.
Formerly known as WrestleMania.
An NBC affiliate, WLBT in Mississippi, confirms it has fired a morning news anchor named woman named Barbie Bassett after a March 8th broadcast where she quoted rapper Snoop Dogg saying, quote, "faux shizzle my nizzle," unquote, while discussing an addition to his line of wines. Nizzle is slang word for an N-word that white people are allowed to say. A Standard for News reporter caught up with Bassett, who currently spends her days driving through town, job hunting, meditating and staying hydrated, relaxing as she considers her finances, or, as Bassett herself puts it, rolling down the street, smoking Ando, sipping on gin and juice, laid off with my mind on my money in the unemployment line. Her words.
Bars.
She's black and she couldn't say nizzle.
One and only freestyle.
It, I'm just quoting her right now. That's ridiculous to me.
You're fired. So someone had to test that water, I guess. You know, I guess the nizzle.
Like if I say honky, do you guys fire me, Bobby? If I say honky or cracker? So she can't say nizzle? This is. See,
but don't think about that too hard, Bobby.
If it was no, James, no, you're not getting
fired. Yeah, if it didn't come right away, just let it go, you know? All right, so researchers recently developed new smart leggings that can remind you when it's time to stop working out, which is a good contrast because currently my pants remind me how fat I am.
Your pants are screaming at me right now. Sorry, James. I wanted to tear your pants off anyway, bud.
Oh, well, that's a compliment.
March 24th. An Alberta, Canada woman wins the world record for donating the most blood with a total of 203 units over 6 decades. Congratulations, but I'm going to break her record and be the first one to donate 204 units of Crips.
Wow.
It's a game joke.
Wow.
Okay. You laughed, huh? I'm surprised. I didn't even think it was funny.
An international consortium of 44 aquariums in 15 countries is banding together to create a breed and release program that aims to reduce 500 baby sharks to their native waters. 500 baby sharks.
That's great.
That joke came with a song.
Now that song is dead in my head.
Julian Instrument.
All right. Okay, there's a new twist in the saga between Ron DeSantis and Disney, and a surprise move days before the hostile takeover of Disney's Reedy Creek Special Tax District. A Disney board meeting voted without opposition to a legal move that was stymie almost all legal authority the state would have over Disney District until 2053. DeSantis was politically motivated against the House of Mouse due to its support for the LGBTQ community. His attempt to punish Disney has backfired and left egg on his face. A spokesman for Disney commented, "The hilt, gosh, I thought I was goofy."
That shows you right there. They should make a Pixar movie about this
and just have Ron DeSantis as a bad guy, as a villain.
I can just picture Donald Trump squatting over Ron DeSantis. Dropping an egg on him.
That's funny.
A rat cannot beat a mouse. Okay, that's it right there. Okay, nice. Yes, I found that really funny, and we'll think about it.
It's your turn to beat that one, bud.
Okay, well, all right. I just got a little one. You know, the company Skechers that makes shoes, well, now they're making pants. So what I want to know is, how do you get athlete's foot out of your crotch?
Hey, well, Russ, if you call me after the show, I think I can help you.
You called me. I
want videos.
You did. Good one.
There you go.
What you have for me, Jim?
Idaho has become the fifth U.S. state to allow the use of a firing squad as an option for the death penalty when lethal injection isn't available. Florida, Texas, and Tennessee have their own plans to use gunfire to execute death row inmates by just sending them to school.
Oh, wow. I know. Well, speaking of which, emergency responders in Tennessee were called to help rescue multiple entangled alpacas from a barbed wire fence, making it the only newsworthy thing that happened in Tennessee all week.
All right.
So what happened was they got their wires crossed. The alpacas were supposed to be getting shot that day, and the kids were supposed to be getting rescued.
Thanks for the life jacket, but you just sunk us down a little further there. Which
I told you not to tell us.
I appreciate it.
In the first place. So I said, if you do, I'm going to go deeper.
Bob's just looking at us like,
the news can't stand up for itself. It was born without any legs. It's in a wheelchair all the time, man.
Bob's just looking at us like a disappointed Chick-fil-A worker.
Well, I guess it's my turn to try to bring it. Let's bring this show back.
My pleasure.
I'm going to bring it back. Bobby, I'm going to make you laugh with this one, all right? Look me right in the eye. You ready? All right. Kanye West says after seeing Jonah Hill's movie 21 Jump Street, he now likes Jewish people again. Did you hear that?
Mm. Oy vey.
Did you hear about that, Bobby?
I did not.
First he was bashing Jewish people, then he saw this movie 21 Jump Street. Have you seen it?
Yes.
Okay, it was based off the TV series I grew up with. Well, he saw it, now he likes Jewish people again. But several hours later, after seeing the sequel, 22 Jump Street, Kanye declares that he no longer likes Jewish people again.
That movie was significantly worse, I gotta say. Yeah. Also, Bobby, I appreciate your unconsensual participation here.
You're welcome.
Well, also, I made him smile. That's a start.
That's true.
That was better than a ooh. That ooh face.
Also in Kanye West news, Kanye denounced his hatred for animated cats and leather footwear after he saw the movie Puss in Boots.
He's a hard guy to please.
Here's something on the national news. China threatened retaliation on Wednesday if the U.S. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy meets with Taiwan's leader Tsai Ing-wen during her upcoming trip through Los Angeles. Insider sources in Beijing predict that China's retaliation will more likely be in the form of suspending Kevin McCarthy's TikTok account.
That's a strong move. All right.
Russell,
your turn, bud.
Yeah, the National Hurricane Center has announced their storms for the year, and apparently Florida is not getting any hurricanes because it wants to stay gay and it just doesn't want to blow here. So thank you, Ron DeSantis, keeping us safe from drag queens and hurricanes. Good job.
Go without hurricanes.
Staying on the governor, recently Donald Trump slammed his Republican rival, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, on Saturday night, saying to a stand-up for news reporter in the bathroom on board his plane, Trump Force One, that DeSantis has, quote, got no personality, unquote, and that without Trump's support, DeSantis, quote, wouldn't be a governor. He'd probably be working either at a cigar store or a law firm, unquote. The following day, a stand-up for news scientific poll of Floridians at a Denny's in Pinellas Park found a majority not only agreed with the former president's statement, but believed DeSantis would also have made a good sleazy used car salesman, one of those televangelists who gets busted having an extramarital affair, or the guy who traps and removes squirrels from your attic. I thought I recognized him from somewhere.
He looks just like one of those televangelists who gets caught in a hotel with a lady boy, you know? Let me stop. All right, so speaking of Donald Trump, he said in a speech this week that the evidence in the Stormy Daniels investigation, quote, probably makes me the most innocent man in the history of our country. Friends of mine say that, end quote. When asked which friends, Trump responded, O.J. Simpson, Casey Anthony, and the Hamburglar.
Hey, not the Hamburglar. He's innocent.
A viral video of
He was framed.
A viral video of a bear.
Everybody struck a nerve there. I'm sorry.
Yeah, whatever you guys want me to. Tell me when. When?
You're free now.
I'm free. A viral video of a bear playing with a soccer ball on a tramp gets 10 million views the other day. Hey, Russell, I didn't know you liked soccer. And get off my mom.
No, don't worry. I'd be on your dad, not your mom.
Well, they're both tramps.
He doesn't have a dad, damn it.
A 10-car person crash caused by a police chase killed 9 people and injures many more yesterday. The suspect got out and ran from the police, and they caught him on foot after tasing him. The suspect said he was shocked when they caught him. Stunned, in fact.
Okay, mine's about an escaped, but this is for 2 horses that escaped their pen in Huntsville, Pennsylvania, and led the police on a 30-minute chase through the town. The owners of the horses were contacted and helped the police to capture them. The horses were white Broncos named OJ and AC. Well, 1990 humor.
Yeah, right. We have a special guest coming in any moment today. Also, by the way, I forgot to mention, so any minute now, Donnie Stopa, a musical comedian, a very funny guy, he will be here to plug his stuff any minute now, by the way.
James, should we just sit here in silence until he arrives?
No, it's
AC's
turn. So we're just going to I just wanted to remind everybody he'll be here any second.
Looking forward to Donnie. Okay.
He'll be here.
Famed Star Wars actor Mark Hamill has lended his voice in a Ukrainian air raid app that warns people of an impending attack, with Mark Hamill's voice saying, "Attention, air raid alert. Proceed to the nearest shelter. Don't be careless. Your overconfidence is your weakness." If you ask me, their weakness will be stopping in the middle of an air raid and asking themselves, "Hey, is that Luke Skywalker?" Instead of taking shelter.
Or the new Chucky.
Yeah.
That's true. What else you got for us out there in Lakeland?
Not too much, really. I got something that I'm afraid to say because it's going to get me canceled. But you know what? Let's just go with it anyway.
All right. Well, we're all
standing up here for the news. Let's get this going, bud.
We're all scared. Let's just go for it.
Okay. Michael Bay and Paramount are going to join forces with RuPaul and create a new Transformers movie.
It's called
RuPaul's Tranny Racers. Actually, Tranny Former Racers.
That
but anyway.
Joke is hilarious.
Do you, if I draw some with a pencil, do they come over and erase it? Tranny Racers?
No, it's a lot of tucking.
Oh, Captain Jim.
I can go seek.
All right, out in the Pacific, in Hawaii, a woman stole a rare nene gosling. This is a goose native to Hawaii. Stuffed it in an onion bag and drove away before being pulled over a short time later, arrested and charged with multiple citations. Wildlife officials in Hawaii were incensed by the goose napping, stating firmly, "Nene nabbing and nanawale is a no-no." Hey, at least this goose had a happier ending than the one at Top Gun did. This goose got cooked.
Oh.
Yeehaw! Great balls of fire!
Ouch. That's hilarious. You never close your eyes till your head hits the top of the cockpit when you hit the ejection seat button.
That's such a pleasant
song.
There's
no song. Tenderness like before in your because you're fucking dead now, Goose. All right, go ahead, bud.
All right, so the Guinness World Record holder for the world's longest beard on a living person has broken his own record in Canada when his hair was measured at a staggering 8 feet and 3 inches long.
I saw that.
Now that he's broken the record, the man plans on donating most of it to Jada Pinkett Smith and the Smith family. No, please, someone don't slap me.
You get your first joke whistle.
Okay, alright, I worked hard for that.
3 people died last week and 8 hospitalized after a bad... were you done?
Yeah, what a smooth segue, I love it.
I gotta go, we gotta like
okay,
5
go.
Minutes left.
No, that's great, go.
3 people died last week and 8 hospitalized after a bad batch of over-the-counter eye drops. NZ Whoa. Care and Delsim Pharma. Don't buy that stuff right now. They took it. 3 people died. 37 people were patients were infected. 4 more had their eyeballs removed. removed surgically after using it the first day it hit the shelves. A total of victims were 37. Yeah, I'm serious. The victims all said the same thing. They never saw it coming. I guess NZ Care no longer got that drip.
A 29-year-old woman was accused of using false documents to enroll in a New Jersey high school. She posed as a student to attend classes over a four-day period. Her lawyer said she did so because she was lonely and nostalgic to be with her friends in high school again. The lady told the Stand Up For News roving reporter that, "I blame the movie Grease with John Travolta and Olivia Newton-John. They made it believable that a 30-year-old could still be a high school student."
I'm still in high school.
Durang. Okay. A rare celestial occurrence will happen this week. Mercury, Jupiter, Venus, Mars, and Uranus will line up near the moon this week. The moon is still nervous from the last time this happened, and Uranus is pretty scared too.
Jim or Russell?
Russell, you ready to go?
He dropped off the line.
Oh,
okay. Taking the place of Russell. In Largo, Florida, a teenage babysitter is facing a felony charge after she was filmed handing herself handing a one-year-old child a marijuana joint, the Pinellas County Sheriff's Office said in a news release. The babysitter recorded herself putting a marijuana cigarette inside the one-year-old girl's mouth, who inhales. Then the babysitter removes the joint from her mouth and smokes it herself. When the parents saw the recording, they complained to police that the babysitter was actually smoking the joint they left for the baby instead of the one that they rolled for her.
Oh, okay, so just a fair mistake then, right? I mean,
guys, after we leave the station tonight, is there a route I could take back home to
was
avoid
one of them? I heard
the baby got time out for having a potty mouth.
I wish my grandma was that cool, you know? Let's see, an optometrist, as you guys probably know, is suing Gwyneth Paltrow in a Utah court for a skiing accident. When asked what happened, the optometrist stated that she plowed into me on a bunny hill and cattously skied away, which turns out to also be the most Caucasian sentence anyone has ever spoken.
Oh my gosh, we're going to wrap it up here. Parents in Philly charged child endangerment. They were charged child endangerment after authorities find a 4-year-old and a 5-year-old sisters locked outside in the rain wearing only their Pampers, shivering and wet and crying. When they entered the home, they found a man in his 40s with intellectual disabilities and an 8-year-old woman confined to a wheelchair. They also found a naked 6-year-old boy locked in a dog cage with his blanket and pillow. The boy also had intellectual disabilities, they said. And when they asked the boy who to protect his identity, we will call him Spot, why he was nude and the little boy locked up in there said woof. So his 5-year-old sister said he was in there because he just had his flea bath.
Glad they're not on a happy note there, Jamie.
Some pretty bad parents up there.
Well, on that note, I hope you guys have
that kid's got a rough life.
I would have put him on the roof instead of setting the basement.
Like 40 seconds? Anybody got a 40-second joke, or we didn't start singing?
I got a real quick one. Right. In honor of Doctor's Day, millions of Americans took off work to play golf, right, allegedly, and asked strangers to turn their heads and cough.
Stand up for news.
We'll stand up for you. You can stand up too.
Don't sit down.
Stand up now. Stand up for news. Stand up for news.
Am I doing it right?
I don't think I've ever gotten that right.
WTAM, Clearwater.
FM 106.1.
WDCF.